This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. We broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite, streaming live online right now. And to all our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you so very, very much for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with all the Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working the oil rigs all across the country and around the world, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout out to everybody listening to us right now over in Germany on Radio Waves, our affiliate over there. And follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch, the official Captain's America Third Watch. All right, here he is, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, you know, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger in Michigan, they had a dam break last night. What's that all about?
That's true, Captain. It looks like the dam that is essentially in Midland, Michigan. And if you're looking at the map of Michigan, it's going to be a little bit northwest of Saginaw, Michigan. It's near Mount Pleasant, or actually between Mount Pleasant and Bay City, basically. And this is a dam that was built back in 1925. It's about 1.25 miles long, and it failed, evidently, and as the pictures, unfortunately, all the reports have shown, sending a wall of about 9 feet of water downstream. And the governor there, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, has already declared a state of emergency, of course, in Midland County, and people are essentially getting out of its way at this point.
Well, I heard that there could be as much as 9 foot of water in some of those two small towns in the direct path. They could have as much as 9 foot of water in the middle of their towns by tomorrow morning.
Yes. Yeah, very, very much so. And also, Captain, we've been doing a little bit of digging here right before the program. It turns out that this, it's called the Edenville Dam.
Mm-hmm.
The Edenville Dam evidently has been the target of the regulators who are for the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission wanting to revoke its license back in September of 2018. And this has been an ongoing problem for this Edenville Dam. Evidently, it had been shown that it could not or likely would not survive a large flooding event, and they have been trying to get the spillways widened and modified for quite some time. So certainly after the initial issue was dealt with of making sure people are okay, getting them to safety, when the sun comes up tomorrow, this is going to be one of the big stories that people are going to be talking about. Why did this happen? Why did it take so long? And why was nothing done?
Well, I'll tell you what. My first thought about all of this is to the governor, Whitmer. If she's been negligent in this, boy, you want to talk about a recall? Gotcha.
Well, April, exactly. So this is just what we know at this hour, and there's going to be more details coming out about this. But in the general sense, too, Captain, this is another example of infrastructure in our own country that needs a lot of attention. And as I said, this dam was built back in 1925, so it's been there, obviously, for quite some time. And it did also, I believe, it created a lake, and the lake was called Wixom. That might give people some idea, too, who are familiar with Michigan. And to our friends in Michigan tonight, there's a lot going on, and we're with you.
Yeah, we sure are. So if somebody gets something going on up there and they want it to get out, give us a call down here, 877-969-8600. We'll put it out on the network since we do have an affiliate up there in Detroit. And there's another one further up the line somewhere. I forget where, but I'm not sure exactly where this area is at in Michigan. So let's get going here. Planned Parenthood and their affiliates. Now, they've got 16,000 employees, and they own several companies under the Planned Parenthood wing. They apparently applied for and got $60 million of stimulus money. Well, yesterday, without a whole lot of hard work, the federal government and the Department of Treasury says, hey, wait a minute. You're a solvent group of companies. You get federal money already. You didn't need any more. So we want our money back. So I got a feeling you're going to see a legal fight coming.
Well, there is going to be a legal fight coming, and of course, this is because they don't qualify at all for the Paycheck Protection Program. And in fact, Senator Marco Rubio there.
Well, wait a minute. If they don't qualify, how the hell did they apply for it and get it?
Well, this is the second part of the story. What will happen is that they will look very carefully at whether or not these applications were falsified in some way. And if they were falsified in some way, it's not simply a matter of simply repaying the money, saying, oh, this was erroneously doled out to this entity. But if there was any kind of subterfuge involved, then that could carry other penalties with it.
Yeah, and I don't want to go down on Planned Parenthood too strong here because everybody knows where people stand on this sort of thing, and there are some services that are legit that people can use, but when it comes to abortion, uh-uh. Hold that thought, Kyle, and folks, I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. This is a great day in the neighborhood. By the way, I'm going to come back. I'm going to tell you, I've had a great day yesterday. A lot of good news coming my way. And I'll share that with you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And before I get started here, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Had another great email from another new person who bought the Relief Factor, and they said that they'd been suffering with pain in their back for 15 years, and they bought the product about 10 days ago, and it's working quite nicely, and they no longer have the pain, and they're going to continue on, and they said, thank you very much for telling me about it. Now, I will tell you that if you are struggling with nagging pain, arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, just general muscle aches and pain together, I've been taking the product for 4 years, and it's worked for me since the very beginning. Now, the Relief Factor father and son duo, Pete and Sub Talbot, they put a lot of work and a lot of time into this, and if you want to find out more, you can see their little 2.5 minute video that's right there on the website that they gave me. It's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. So go over there and take a look at the 3 week quick start. It's only $19.95. The 3 week quick start for $19.95, and you'll know what the rest of us know that are taking it. That's relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I couldn't make this stuff up if I tried. There have been some television interviews that have surfaced about Susan Rice talking about this Trump administration spying and all that stuff. The networks have been playing them to show that Susan Rice is a pathological liar, because she is, because she said, well, I never knew of anything that was going on about Michael Flynn. Well, yesterday, on top of everything else, there was another email that surfaced with not only her comments in it, but the former FBI director, James Comey, who actually said that he had more authority as a law enforcement, as the head of the law enforcement of the United States, than the president did.
You know, doesn't it all just sort of fit into place now, Captain?
Yeah.
I mean, just the mentality, the attitude of the likes of James Comey in essentially going against what the American people had decreed by their vote, and that is that Donald Trump shall be president of the United States. And it just seems like this kind of thing just shows that he was not interested, I think, in the results of the election and wanted to go about his business his own way. This should be very troubling to all Americans.
Yeah, and I guess I got to say hello to some people because I'm starting to get bombed with messages. Hello to Lynn in Cape Cod. Hello to Allen, Nebraska. Hello to Richard, our Marine friend out there in Oregon. Hello to Wally. Hello to Maria in Germany. Yay. Hello to Amanda down here in this area. Hello to Sam the Paper Man. Hello to Bill. Hello to LJ. Hello to Sue. Hello to Karen. And one last one here. Hello to Russ. So there, we took care of everybody.
That's right. Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and the Susan Rice thing that you mentioned, Captain, you're right. Back in 2017, she was on the PBS NewsHour, and she was asked about these revelations that then the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes talked about the surveillance that had been going on and so forth. And she was asked, do you know anything about this? And she says, quote, I know nothing about this. I was surprised to see reports from Chairman Nunes on that count today.
Hmm.
But then we go on, we find out she had emails that said different.
Well, the thing of it is Lindsey Graham has got his committee, and he's calling for a vote. I believe the vote is it going to be today in the Senate?
It could be. I will check out.
All right. Well, today or tomorrow, whatever the day is, but he's going to call, his committee's going to vote, and they're talking about subpoenaing the big names involved in all of this Russia investigation and the Flynn thing and all that, starting with fired FBI Director James Comey, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, ex-FBI Director Andrew McCabe, and former CIA Director John Brennan. They will be the first ones they call. But does anybody other than me remember Eric Holder?
Oh, sure, yeah, former Attorney General.
Well, you remember when he was called on the deal with the guns down on the border?
Yeah, that was the Fast and Furious game.
What happened there? Did he ever show up?
I don't think he did, no.
No, he didn't. These people are not required to show up, and they'll be held in contempt of Congress. Big deal, so what?
Well, right, and of course, you know, what was it that Barack Obama said towards the end of his presidency? We've had no scandals. Well, I think Fast and Furious would be quite a good example of that.
Yeah, not to mention Benghazi. But the other thing is also on Graham's list, and that may be this time or next time, or if they can't get somebody, they'll go somewhere else. Lisa Page, the former National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, who we just talked about, former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, fired FBI agent Peter Strzok, and 45 other names too numerous to mention right now. Now, former President Barack Obama and former Vice President Joe Biden are not on Graham's list. Now, the president had urged Graham to call Obama to testify, but Graham has rejected that pitch, saying that, no, there's no precedent for that, so we're not going to do it.
Well, exactly. You know, one of the things that I think they want to do in this case is begin to essentially build a case or to get the information out.
And submit it for criminal referral.
Well, exactly. But the sensational nature of what it would mean to suddenly call Barack Obama might overshadow the good work that they can do in beginning to get that information put together. Exactly.
Now, the subpoenas are going to cover documents and communications referenced in and testimony at a hearing or deposition of any individual named or identified by pseudonym in the December report by the Justice Department's Inspector General, which is where we found out about all of this stuff to begin with. But now there's more information that's coming to light. And I'm telling you, that deal yesterday with Susan Rice, if anybody ever believes anything that Susan Rice says again, or if they did to begin with, then you got a screw loose in your head, because she was proven to be a pathological liar.
Well, yeah, and wasn't she the one that said the other day, yeah, I'd be honored to be on the VP list or something?
Yeah, well, that'd be nice to have a lying VP to go along with a lying president.
Well, I mean, and let's just say that she was picked. You know, the entire story all day long would be Benghazi. So I kind of think they won't pick her.
And let me back up for a second. How does a plastic marble 80-year-old Nancy Pelosi that looks probably 40 or 45, how does she counter in the race calling somebody morbidly obese when she lives on her $13 a pint ice cream and you know she's had lifts and tucks along the way to look the way she does now? You know she has, especially her face.
Well, you know, Captain, what she said about the president was completely uncalled for. And, you know, you have people that criticize President Trump for the things that he says or, you know, the phraseology that he uses. Well, this one's all on Nancy. There was absolutely no reason to go there. There was no reason to start that up. She could have given her opinion on hydroxychloroquine and left it at that. But she had to get the dig in. And so this one's on her. President Trump retaliated, of course, with his own words, saying that it looks like Nancy has a lot of mental problems. That's what he said.
Well, yeah, and that's not to be surprising. But here's the other thing, and I want to tell everybody, and I want to thank everybody, all the listeners, for their thoughts and prayers about my situation that's been going on continually with my left leg, which is as a result of the World Trade Center. I've had some complications and problems, and all of a sudden, the last couple of weeks, things have been getting better, and things are looking much better. The doctor was very happy yesterday. I was very happy, because all that swelling I had, my knee at one time, from my knee down to my ankle, was 30 inches around.
That is just unbelievable, and that's right, Captain, and you've been telling me how that's been going, and, and I just know a lot of people out there have been really pulling for you.
Yeah, they thought I had a blood clot or a blockage or something like that. None of that was true, thank God. It was something a little bit different, and the color's starting to come back and all that. So things are looking better, and I'm feeling better, and it's been a combination of things, you know, the good, and by the way, like I keep saying, I've in this process, I've lost 23 pounds, so that's not too bad.
Right. Well, just thank the Lord. It's getting better.
Yep, absolutely. And I thank everybody for all their thoughts and prayers. Now, we are going to talk a little bit more in detail, but I'm going to just throw this out there. The United States Army and their technicians and their lab techs, they've been working very hard on not only a vaccine, but also on finding a new coronavirus-killing system, that pill or whatnot, that would help with the antibodies. And they are very close to that right now, we're hearing from Fort Detrick in Maryland.
That's right, Captain. What they're calling it is essentially a bridge to a vaccine. So what this will do, while it won't produce the immunity that a vaccine would, it could help severely sick people or those who are infected get better a lot faster and get them through this prior to having a vaccine actually working.
Yeah, and hold on, because we'll get back to that. Somebody just sent me a funny thing. We'll get back to that right after these messages. And I'm taking a break, and Kyle Warren will be back with me on the Captain's America Third Watch. So roll on. And by the way, all you truckers out there tonight, I hope you're all being safe out on the highway. We're going to have a fairly decent Truckers Highway and Biden report for you coming up in about 15 minutes.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is giving more information about his claim that a malaria drug could be an effective coronavirus treatment.
A lot of our frontline workers take it because it possibly, and I think it does, but you know, people are going to have to make up their own mind. Plus, it doesn't hurt people. It's been out on the market for 60 or 65 years for malaria, lupus, and other things. I think it gives you an additional level of safety.
The president has been under fire once again after claiming he's been taking hydroxychloroquine for nearly 2 weeks. Dr. Rosemary Leonard told the BBC people should not be following the president's lead.
Unless you're taking part in a clinical trial, this drug is under very specialist supervision. I would very much say the potential risks far outweigh the benefits.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O.com. Somebody yesterday was trying to tell me that that was a company owned by George Soros and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. It most certainly is not. It is a company that started out as Government Employees Insurance Company. And it was actually for anybody that worked in the government, whether you were a firefighter, police officer, military, a politician, whatever, you were able to buy car insurance cheaper than anybody else. Well, guess what? You still can. And I would challenge anyone to go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and put in your zip code and see what they can do for you. Because right now, all the policies have been reduced 15% until the 8th of October. All the people that have existing policies and all the people that are buying new policies. Now, once you get in and you become a Geico family member, if you're a safe driver, you get 10% off every year for being a safe driver. And there are other discounts, too. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, you wanted to fill out something, complete something about the military thing about the lab, right?
That's right, yeah, the Army Research Laboratory. Basically, it's just as we were talking right before the break hit. Yeah, they're calling it a bridge to a vaccine. What they do is they draw blood out of COVID-19 infected patients. then they're able to use that to try to engineer antibody configurations, basically. And a lot of this is way above my level of understanding, and it's very, very medical and scientific, obviously. But what they do is they find sequences that can bind to the COVID-19 virus, and then they try to pick out which ones are going to work the best. Then they are able to give them to critically ill patients in order to help them recover faster. So what it does is it stops the virus from being able to keep growing or dividing in the body. And so that's why they call it a bridge to a vaccine. But every little bit helps. There's no doubt about that. And this could be a significant development.
Now, yesterday in Washington, D.C., it was a monumental day for Nancy Pelosi because she got to swear in two newly elected special election winners, both of whom were Republicans that beat Democrats in the Congress.
Well, that's right, Captain. And, you know, the magic number right now for the GOP is 17.
Mm-hmm.
17 seats they need to win in order to flip the House of Representatives. Now, even for Nancy Pelosi, that's got to be cutting it kind of close, I would think.
Yeah.
In terms of how things are going. Now, the way that she's reacting to this, of course, is, she thinks they're going to retake the seats as the California
25th. Well, she was heard to say as she turned away, they won't be here long.
Right, exactly.
She did say that. It was reported by a couple of different reporters, and then she had no comment when somebody asked.
Yes, exactly. And so, but, you know, I think that they've got to be a little bit concerned, especially when you get these kind of weak excuses like, well, people aren't really paying attention to politics right now. And, you know, come November, well, here's what's going to happen in November. Now, California, obviously, is a pretty blue state. There's no doubt about that.
What was your first clue?
Right. Well, but the significant thing that happened in the California 25th, where Mike Garcia won and won handily, President Trump's going to be, you know, this is the presidential election. Trump's going to be on the ballot. There's going to be a lot more down ticket influence that he'll have. And I would not be surprised if Mike Garcia is able to hold on to that district, and others might flip as well. Because people around the country, Captain, they are really realizing, both Republican and Democrat rank and file alike, that, you know, something is going on here, and it's the Republicans, generally speaking, who want to get people back to work. And there are a lot of Democrats out there, Captain, who are wanting to know, when can I reopen my shop? And they don't know why their Democrat governor won't let them.
Yeah, that's true, and it's not just there. I mean, slowly, every state's got something in the works. Even Michigan's starting to open very, very, very slowly with their tyrannical policies they had there, and New York is doing the same. Now, I will say this. It's just a matter of time as to when we start putting people back into the sports stadiums and this, that, and the other. We may be able to do some of it come September, maybe some of it come August, maybe certainly I would think October, and maybe leading up into November, because it would be very important. And Biden, you know, it's just not working for him in the basement, is it?
It is not working for him in the basement. He's got a lot of technical glitches. The honking geese, you know, is kind of funny in and of itself, but it's also kind of indicative that, you know.
Yeah, but I don't hear honking geese.
Yeah.
What are other noises, and it's not geese.
It's not geese. Well, I heard that he had this big honking geese problem or something the other day, but yeah, it's just that. There's the traditional campaign, obviously, is sort of kaput for this go-around, and people are not going to be able to actually see Joe Biden go to a rally where there's a lot of, you know, all the manufactured adulation and all the noise and all that stuff, and for any political candidate, really. But in terms for Joe Biden, his basement bunker, he does not come off well, and he just doesn't translate over the camera, and he's just got a lot of these, you know, saying we lost 85,000 jobs was a huge gaffe that, you know, that if Trump had said something like that, it would be unrecoverable.
Yeah, now the president continues to defend his use of hydroxychloroquine, and he's getting plenty of support from the medical community. There were several hundred doctors that came out with a statement and an article talking about in a medical a journal of some sort somewhere that came out and talked about they were using the hydroxychloroquine on their patients, and it was working nicely.
Well, exactly. There was a report on the local ABC affiliate here in my area not just a couple of weeks ago or so, two or three weeks ago, where the doctor was saying, hey, we're using hydroxychloroquine. I use it with zinc. The zinc opens up the pathway, quote-unquote, for the hydroxychloroquine to work against the virus, dividing in the body, basically. And that was a huge news story, but it's sort of gone by the by. But we're hearing a lot of stories from different doctors who seem to have great success with this, but we're always told that's anecdotal. Don't listen to that. You got other commentators, people on network TV say, no, this will kill you. It's bad. Nancy Pelosi with her ridiculous comment.
Well, Dr. Joy Behar on The View, who I wouldn't watch that show if you paid me to watch it, she came out and said, well, she had the guest on there. It was talking about, well, I've taken hydroxychloroquine. It worked quite nice. Well, why are you doing that? You seem like a smart person. It could kill you. You can't do this. And he said, nope, I don't feel that way at all. It worked very nicely for me.
Well, Captain, I don't want to go too far out on a limb here, but this kind of thing is exactly, the Orwellian sort of nightmare, where suddenly there is one single narrative mm-hmm. that you're allowed to subscribe to,
yeah.
and that is, nope, hydroxychloroquine's bad, even though all these doctors that you're talking about are saying, no, it's worked, we've seen it work. And, of course, it needs to be in conjunction with a doctor. A learned physician can prescribe things based on their experience and their knowledge. It's not supposed to be a news media decision.
So we're that much closer to the DNI Department of National Intelligence, our Director of National Intelligence, John Ratliff, who, by the way, was pushed out through the committee by a vote of 8-7, strictly a party line vote. The Democrats all voted against him, which is no surprise. But since the Republicans control the Senate, they have the majority of the votes. Now, their majority in the Senate is 53-47. So now they're looking to see if they can maintain that majority and, in fact, ratify Ratliff.
Yes, well, hopefully so.
And I don't know when that vote's scheduled, do you?
I don't have any info on that yet, but, one would think it will be sooner than later.
All right, now we're getting close to taking our break, and when we come back, we're going to be going to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. But right after we're done with that, we're going to talk about Treasury Secretary Mnuchin. And by the way, I'm hearing from some people that they still didn't get their stimulus check. And one of the people that told me about it, he hasn't filed a tax return in years, number one. And he's not even sure, because he just got his Social Security within the last year, he's not even sure whether or not he's in the system because they can't find him, and that's the kind of message he's getting back from the people. So I told him he needs to go right to his congressman.
Well, exactly. Got to do something, and do something fast.
Yeah, because they're not going to sit on that. And and for everybody who's going, well, there's going to be another round of stimulus. Well, coming up in hour number two, I'm going to tell you that there just might not be because of what we're seeing right now. And there you go. And I will just tell you that it is what it is. Now, what is this? Oh, Erica's saying females were prohibited from taking the chloroquine potentially because of the defect in birth defects. Okay. All right. Well, hold that thought, because, folks, when we come back, we are going to go to the Highway and Bible Report. Got a little jamming music to come up when we come back, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packers packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All righty, and we are getting ready to get with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. Look them out, America's largest truck stop chain all across the country in every state in the land. Here we go.
Dance floor, crowd screaming, more.
that's the tractor is what an oldie but goodie, baby. Likes to rock it like the boogie-woogie choo-choo train. And I'll tell you what, I thought that'd be a little bit interesting to get a little blood rolling tonight here. We didn't get too drastic into it, did we, Kyle?
No.
Yeah, I was thinking about something else, but that's okay. That'll get them moving because it gets you tapping your toes. All right, well, here we go, folks. The slow-moving storm system is lingering across the southeastern part of the U.S. and middle Atlantic this week. Still got a whole bunch of rain in the Carolinas, North, South Carolina, eastern Kentucky, southern, southwestern, and southern Ohio, parts of West Virginia, too. And several days of heavy rain may produce flash flooding, especially in the steep terrain of the Appalachians. Now, in the meantime, we've had that dam that ruptured, and we've got some flash flood warnings, not watches, warnings for parts of Michigan. So, Kyle, take it away.
Oh, well, that's right, Captain, especially in the area of where the dam had burst. We're still seeing, obviously, the flash flood warnings. We're seeing heavy rain in the area, and that's what caused this failure to occur, evidently, as I think they've been going through several days of this. And so, unfortunately, this has been the result of that. But as we look through around Saginaw, Michigan, this area of Midland and the where this dam burst, this is on par with Saginaw. It's between, I think, Saginaw and Bay City. So that's the general area of where that happened, and that's where we're seeing the flood watches.
All righty. And another storm system in the high plains may produce severe storms with large hail, strong winds, and a couple of tornadoes. Critical fire threats also continue in the desert southwest. And we do have some snow tonight to report. There's some snow flurries coming across I-80 from about Winnemucca all the way to the state line with Nevada, it looks like right now. So that's what's going on I-80. Now, there is rain up in the northwest, south to Coeur d'Alene, but in that little northern part of Idaho, that little narrow sheath up through there, the southeastern corner of Washington State, northeastern corner of Oregon, which includes Cabbage, coming down off Cabbage, you'll be in the rain down into the Hood River Valley. We've had some rain, if you will, up in the central part of Montana, but that rain has since gone away pretty much. However, there may be some scattered showers behind it. Now, Wyoming, you got rain there in the western part of Wyoming, pretty much halfway across the state up towards the central part of Wyoming. Nothing along I-80 to speak of. But in Colorado, we have the fire threat advisory for most of the southern and central part of Colorado, with, again, the possibility in the northwestern corner of Colorado of getting some rain. And that's about it for me. I don't see anything else unless you do.
We're just seeing a little bit of activity down near Houston and going along the Gulf Coast there in Texas. Looks like some possible thunderstorms and showers in that area, too.
All right. Now, there's a lot of conversation going on about wearing masks. And people are just, for a little while anyway, until this fear, this threat, whatever you want to call it, gets over with, they're going to have to adjust themselves, that there's going to be some places of business. If you want to go in and you need to buy something there, and it could be things I'm not even thinking about here, but certainly food places and beauty parlors and hair salons and barbershops, where they're going to be wearing a mask, and you may have to, too, if you want to get your hair cut, this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. But that's just something we're going to be living with for, I'm not going to say a short time, I'll say months. How's that?
Well, I think you're right. And generally speaking, and there's a lot of debate on masks and whether or not they're effective, whether or not they make things better or worse, this kind of thing, especially if they're simply a cloth mask, that homemade or not an N95 specialty mask. But, you know, Captain, there's going to be a thing, I think, between customers and proprietors, and that is going to be courtesy. I think if people are going to feel a lot better if the customer puts on a mask, then I'd be happy to do that and simply be courteous to the proprietor, courteous to those around me, and that way we'll all sort of get through this. But I think as more and more data come in, then at some point it may be that that's not going to be the case. But this close to the outbreak of the pandemic, I think a lot of people are going to expect that people will wear a mask in a place of business.
And the other thing is that yesterday, for example, when I went to my specialist, they had you have to wear a mask to go in there. Everybody has to wear a mask. I mean, that's just it. And if you don't, you don't get in. Same thing for the dentist that was right beside me. There was an x-ray place there. Same thing for that. There was a holistic place there where they did the whatever they call it, where they stick the needles in you and all that stuff.
Acupuncture?
Yeah, there you go. And they were the same thing because I was watching the people walk in and out. I was sitting up in the window watching out the window what was going on, and it was all the same thing. So it's, as I said, I believe it's a temporary thing. I don't believe it's going to be permanent by any stretch of the imagination. So just go with the flow and see what happens. And just if you want to gripe and moan about it and all that sort of stuff, fine. Do your gripe and do your moaning. But remember one thing. It's not about you. It's about we, and it's about us to get more things open, okay, to get more things open, which is what we want to do. We got to play the game, and that's just the way it is. And there is a game being played, and it's being played with all of us, and here we are, right?
Well, exactly. And as you say, Captain, I think it's very important. It's not going to go on, you know, forever, you know, especially as we get through and through the summer months and so forth, assuming no declaration of a reinfection or a second wave, so to speak. I think we'll get back to normal sooner than later.
Yeah, now keep in mind the federal state of emergency is either going to be renewed on May the 28th or it's not. And if it goes away, the federal state of emergency, that means it'll be totally up to the states. So the states will have to bear the brunt after that, and we'll see what happens.
Well, we will see what exactly right. And this, again, I think this is where the blue state versus the red state is going to be clearly defined in many, many ways. And that's why I think a lot of Democrats living in blue states might say to themselves, wait a minute, we may be partially opening, we may have a little bit happening, but it's not enough to continually, you know, to feed my family or to really move forward. And they may start asking their Democrat leaders what is going on, especially if we're taking precautions, wearing masks and socially distancing and doing all those kinds of things. I think it's going to have a profound impact on elections.
Well, we're going to come back with baseball. We're going to come back with basketball, I think. We're going to come back with football, I know. But they may be played for a short time in stadiums with nobody in them except for the actual players and the teams. And think about this. The eventual outcome is to get people back into the stands once we get things under control. And the numbers are just going backwards. They're really going backwards. And every time I hear a Democrat come on the television, well, the cases reported are up 180. Look at this. And they're up 800 or 2,000. Well, that's because they just tested another 2 million people, right?
Well, exactly.
All right, and hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back right after the top of the hour with the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, so don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.